Scotland has become the first part of the UK to ban smacking by parents. A bill was passed in the Scottish Parliament recently, making it a criminal offence for a parent or carer to use physical force to discipline children. It means Scottish kids now have the same protection from assault as adults. Wales is also close to an outright ban. Ireland banned smacking 4 years ago. Is it ever okay to use what current laws refer to as reasonable chastisement to discipline a child? I've been speaking to the commentator Phil Kelly and Brendan O'Neill from Spiked Online, who began by giving me his thoughts.
I think it's outrageous to ban smacking. I think it's an intrusion into family life. I think it's a restriction of parental freedom. And I think it's built on that, you know, middle-class prejudice that anyone who raises their children differently to the supposedly acceptable way is probably abusing them and being really horrible to them. I think it's driven by snobbery, elitism and authoritarianism.
So what do you think is the way to chastise a child?
I think it's absolutely down to parents to choose for themselves how to chastise their children, whether by putting them on the naughty step or grounding them or giving them a smack every now and then.
Or hitting them now and then. How hard should they hit them?
Well, that's down to the parents.
But down to the parent. So some parents could hit a child pretty hard, could they?
The vast, vast majority of parents know the difference between smacking a child and beating a child. And there are plenty of laws in existence that forbid the physical beating of a child, the relentless beating of a child. Parents know this difference. And this suggestion coming from the elites in Scotland and elsewhere in the country, that parents don't know the difference and anyone who smacks their child is assaulting them and ruining their lives. It's just driven by this most ridiculous view of how most families live.
Phil?
Well, all citizens deserve protection from violence. The UNICEF study that showed 75% of 2 to 4 year olds in the world experience regular violence. That's 300 million children. Studies on corporal punishment statistics show us that bans do improve society. Dr. Frank Elgar, associate professor at the Institute for Health and Policy at McGill University, Canada, showed that by placing this kind of ban, we saw a society become a safer place for kids to grow up in. You know, there are countries with bans, with legislation, experience lower rates of violence. And, you know, while this may be groundbreaking in the UK, in 1979, Sweden introduced similar legislation, and people like Brendan back then were saying, you know, Sweden had gone crazy, they were nuts, it was an intrusion. And, you know, anyone looking at Swedish society would tell you it's infinitely more progressive than we are. You know, so it has positive social benefits. It deals with aggression. It deals with the way that violence against children lowers their self-esteem and actually creates antisocial behaviour. So, you know, I think it's a positive step and one we should encourage.
I just completely disagree with that. And I think what it doesn't pay any attention to at all is that this is a restriction on family life. This is the state interfering in home life itself and telling parents what they may and may not do. Now, you say that all adults are protected from assault. Absolutely true, and that's absolutely right. But what these people don't realise is that smacking is not the same as assault. Parents don't smack their children because they hate them or because they want to inflict violence on them or they want to inflict pain on them. They do it as part of a process of discipline. They do it because they love their children. And this notion that any parent, you know, the mum in Asda who gives her little boy a smack on his bum, or the dad who occasionally smacks his son because he's going off the rails, the idea that we would arrest these people and charge them with a criminal offence and potentially tear families apart on that basis, I find absolutely horrific. And the people who push laws like this or who cheer laws like this, they never think through the consequences of their behaviour. They never think through the consequences of these authoritarian interventions.
Well,
completely wrong.
These consequences Brendan talk about are now experienced in over 50 countries around the world, which are adopting these kind of bans on corporal punishment. The studies have shown 69% drop in violence. You know, this is a positive social step. Now, Brendan O'Neill and Spiked Online, you know, I've seen articles there which were claiming that, you know, the ban on fox hunting was an elitist curbing freedom. You know, the idea that we should be fighting to defend our right to hit children just seems, you know, so prehistoric, especially in the light of study after study which shows the positive social benefits.
No, let's get real about this. This is just middle-class elitism. What they cannot bear is the thought that there are immigrant families out there, there are working-class families, there are traditionalist families, there are religious families who choose to use a different form of discipline than is used by the middle classes who read all those parenting manuals and read Mum's Net and stress themselves out over how to discipline their children. They just cannot accept the idea that there are people around there who have different values to them and who have a different approach to life to them. And it is an attempt by this middle-class elite to impose its values on everyone in society. So they can dress it up as much as they want about protecting children or ending violence, and they can talk about Sweden and all these other countries which they seem to prefer to the UK. But the point is that this is a middle-class elite imposing its way of life on everyone else's, and that's authoritarian, and that will impact on how parents conceive of themselves and their right to bring up their children in the way that they see fit.